Thank you for joining and listening to the Dodgers Betting Briefing. Sorry it was late this week. Making sure that you got good information, the information you need to make money betting Dodgers games. They're up to a big lead tonight. It's Friday night. And they've been making us money. They're 22 games over 500. And like the Dodgers, they're thinking, all right, they're already setting up for the playoffs. Salesmen think short-term. Businessmen think long-term. And how do you bet the Dodgers in the playoffs? Don't think the Dodgers are going to dominate in the playoffs. I think each series is going to go to five games, and you can't bet on Kenley Jansen. Any bet you make, the highest percentage of certainty you can have is 80%. And Kenley Jansen reminds me a lot of Paul George, right? I made the mistake of betting on Paul George. I thought he was going to change his fortunes around. But what did they say? Past performance is not indicative of future performance or future results. However, he has not proven that he can close out really good teams in the playoffs consistently, enough for the Dodgers to win a World Series. But I think they've mitigated that with Joe Kelly. So Joe Kelly, they're resting him up. If he's healthy, he's huge for the Dodgers, right? Gosselin's coming out. May is hurt. He's got the ankle. Bueller has the blister. But the Dodgers will be ready to go. So when analyzing betting the Dodgers in the playoffs, you got to make a decision on what Max Muncy, Gavin Lux, Pollock, what are those guys going to do, right? Chris Taylor. I think Chris Taylor is the key because he's in that middle of that infield, and people are going to game plan to put the pressure on them, right? They're not going to pitch to the Bellingers and, the middle of the bets of the world. They're going to game plan to get Chris Taylor out, to get Max Muncy out, to get Gavin Lux out, to get Austin Barnes out. Now, that the way Austin Barnes is playing, that's what encourages me about the Dodgers in the playoffs. Austin Barnes is a great athlete. He has great speed on the base paths, even though he's a catcher. So he's not fast for a catcher. He's fast. He's hitting. He caught a good game. And teams are going to game plan to get him out in the playoffs. And he could come up big. And if he come up big, if you choose to bet the Dodgers, you will be making money. However, the same way you bet on a game is the same way you invest, right? So I'm not putting a high degree of certainty on Dodgers bets in the playoffs. I am betting a minimal amount. All right, magic number is 4, par for the course. Bet the Dodgers until they clinch. After they get that magic number done, go ahead and bet against them. They usually lose after they clinch. All right, this has been your ESBC Dodger Betting Breakdown. Feel free to ask me any questions you prefer. I own my own business, so I'm always fielding questions from clients, and I'm extremely extroverted. So any questions you have, you need some information. The person with the best information wins. So happy to give you as much information as possible so you make money in this pandemic, social unrest, and probably a double dip recession after the election. All right. We always close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Betting Podcast, Dodgers Betting Breakdown.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use, and they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.
That's why this sport goes to us $800, and that goes to us. seen work. That word, I wear boots and shoes and roll my butt, and I get a limousine stuck out there a mile off.